This is GPB Atlanta. I'm Leah Fleming. What started off as an extra credit biology assignment for Morehouse student Julian Turner has now become a world of opportunity. Last month, the college sophomore filmed a music video of a song he wrote inspired by Lil Uzi Vert's hit single, EXO Tour Life. Turner's remix is called XY Cell Life. It breaks down the differences between mitosis and meiosis.
The DNA starts to unwind. The RNA reads the other side. Meiosis is the key to making life. Mitosis copy cells about to die. If my genes go left unread, all my cells are dead. If my genes go left unread.
The video has been viewed over a million times on social media and received praise from artists like Common and Chance the Rapper, among others. And now, Julian and his brother Justin, who make up the production company Dreadhead Films, they've been commissioned to create a project for Sesame Street. Julian Turner joins me now in studio. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
So this is an experience that every college student has, where you get an assignment and then you have to make it work.
Yeah, yeah.
So take us through the process. What happened with you?
So basically, I was in my bedroom after a football game, and I forgot about the project, and when I was listening to the song, All My Cells Are Dead just kept playing in my head, and I was like, that's a part of a extra credit assignment I could be doing right now. And so, you know, I checked my notes to see if it was accurate, and then I started just putting together lyrics. And, you know, I do that with my friends all the time, and I didn't think it was going to be much of a big deal. I just had my friend come over, record the video, I put it together in my room, and then I just posted it. And from then, it just took off. It was just... It's crazy.
Yeah, we see you in your dorm room.
Yeah.
And then there's a scene of you, I think, out on campus. And
yeah, I was in the library.
In the library,
yep,
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Now, you and your friends, you probably enjoy rap music, maybe a little trap music.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of that music, not all of it, but a lot of it does have some themes in it that some find objectionable, derogatory toward women, some of those themes,
mm-hmm.
and maybe this talk about drug life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering, do you think that maybe your rap video became such an internet sensation because there's an appetite out there for smarter rap?
Yeah, I think I think it blew up because there's a hole in rap because there's a lack of educational content or a lack of content that could relate to broader audiences in a sense, you know. So, you know, I think a lot of my feedback has been from the audiences in the science community, audiences of parents and children. And you see in rapping on the radio, a lot of that, you know, a lot of the music doesn't appeal to that type of audience. So I think that's what made up my audience and what kind of helped it blow up. And then also it helped, you know, that it was towards the end of the semester. And, you know, this topic that's covered in elementary schools, middle schools, high schools, and colleges. So I think that it was really universal in a sense.
Mm-hmm. Well, Sesame Street, the producers there, they certainly had an appetite for what you did because they saw it and they reached out to you. Can you tell us a little bit about what your project will be?
Yeah, so it's a live action short on the number 6. So whatever episode they decide to include it in, they'll be trying to teach the number 6, and they'll play our video along with music, whatever we creatively decide to do to help illustrate the number 6.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
So back in the 1970s, long before you were born, there was this character, and his name was Roosevelt Franklin. And he was a purple brother. He had spiky, natural
mm-hmm.
hair. And he was probably the street's original rapper, Sesame Street's original rapper. And I want to play a little bit of him. He's teaching his classmates how to rhyme.
Okay.
Searched in the mountains, you searched in the hills, you slept in the oven and the windowsill. You looked in the country, you looked in the town, where he finally found Same Sound Brown.
I can rhyme anything, baby.
Same Sound Brown was a rhyme.
All right, so that is Roosevelt Franklin. He always kind of talked to a beat.
Yeah.
And since 1969, Sesame Street has done this. They have used popular culture to really help kids learn,
mm-hmm.
and they've used these relatable characters. So I'm wondering, is that what you and your brother are planning for your project?
Yeah, in a sense, we also want to bridge the gap between a lot of different styles as well. So I think we're going to try to do a mix of hip-hop and try to bring in some other cultures as well. Not limit ourselves in terms of what we're doing, but all of our projects we've attempted to educate through entertaining, whether it was rhyming or with the beat. So I think that's what we're going to try to continue to do.
So finally, I have to ask you, what was the grade that you got on the project?
Yeah, I got an A. So yeah, I finished the class with an A. Might have finished the class with an A minus, and then they gave me the extra credits to get me to an A. So I think it helped us out. Help me out.
All right. Julian Turner is a student at Morehouse University. He's a sophomore. And you can see, by the way, his full music video, XY Cell Life. You can see that at gpbnews.org. Thank you so much, Julian, for coming.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is GPB Atlanta.
Then we move to prophase. Spindles start to shape. Chromatids condense as the bubble breaks down. Yeah, I'm talking membrane. Metaphase chromatids meet at the heart. Anaphase chromatids are put apart. See the face forming a membrane will start. While the cell starts to pinch apart. Cytokinesis, the cycle is through. That's when cytoplasm is split up in two. Meiosis is alive, except it happens twice. And chromatids are spliced. Please remember the differences. Chemitosis makes somatic cells. The cells that make up all of me.